This goes to Dr. Rakesh, R-A-K-E-S-H, Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Lynn, L-Y-N-N, R-A-E, I believe that's her middle name, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth is 2/9/1947. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Martin with primary hyperparathyroidism and hypertension. Her last visit was September 18th of 2023. She reports that she's been under a great deal of stress over the last 6 months. Her father died in Florida at age 101, and that caused some distress, and several other interpersonal things have caused stress. She did have a recent thyroid test, TSH, and that was done. Oh, here. 3/6 of 24, and that was low at 0.182. It was rechecked on 3/12 of 24. Now back, it is back in the normal range at 0.788 with a free T4 of 3.9, also normal. Her symptoms are a lot of fatigue, no weight changes, no current bowel changes. She has a history of diarrhea, but that's currently not bothering her, but no constipation, no cold intolerance, no heat intolerance. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight Sensipar, 30 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Atenolol is 25 milligram daily at bedtime. She also has Xanax, 0.25 milligram at bedtime. And low-dose aspirin for pain, Motrin over-the-counter, 200 milligram daily as needed. Biotin, cranberry, Nexium is 40 milligram daily, and that's it. Physical exam, weight 142 pounds, pulse 70, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 144 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. And other labs done 3/12 of 2024, normal creatinine at 0.86, the calcium is at 9.5, albumin 3.8, sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus is 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone 34.3, hemoglobin is 14.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels and normal intact parathyroid hormone levels currently on low-dose Sensipar 3 days a week. 2, hypertension is near to goal. It's slightly higher in the office due to stress. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.